Welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mont, staff writer for Compliance Week. Nearly 2 years ago, Tom Ajami, founding partner of the law firm Ajami LLP, was retained as counsel to the Houston Super Bowl Host Committee, providing a wide range of legal services for the multi-billion-dollar event. In the role, he is the point man for ensuring that all involved parties, from advertisers to sponsors to vendors, remain compliant with federal, state, and local laws and regulations. For our latest podcast, we asked Ajami about how he approached risk assessment for the Super Bowl and the many events leading up to the big game in Houston on February 4th.
We definitely broke it down on a visual graphic chart about risk management, going back to a little bit what I said earlier, but I probably didn't elaborate on it very much. But breaking down all the way from sort of like personal security to risk of contractual default, like if you have an entertainer scheduled for a certain time and that entertainer doesn't show up, but you've had a crowd of people come to watch that entertainer, you know, so what's our liability? What are the risks there? Risks that certain sponsors may pull out last minute. You know, some sponsors don't pay their money up front. They kind of wait until the last minute. And if we lost, say, a sponsor, it's paying $2 million, what's the risk there inherent? Would that affect any of our budgeting and things like that? But it's all mapped out, for sure. It's all on paper. It's all written out and mapped out.
As one of the most watched televised sporting events in the world, FCC violations have occasionally been an issue, especially with halftime show entertainers. How did he deal with that agency and with the broader issue of accommodations for broadcasters?
A lot of FCC issues. Placement of we worked for several weeks, maybe several months actually, on making sure that Fox, who has the primary broadcasting rights, had the zoned area that they wanted to broadcast from, make sure we had that under contract, and that was, of course, we had to deal with the owners of the space there and make sure they were happy too, and they wanted damage waivers, they wanted insurance, they wanted money deposits in case of any damage, making sure that Fox got set up where they wanted to be set up so they could get the right views for television. They have it's kind of good because they have a 360-degree view, and so they can see just about the whole city, make sure they're set up. And yes, of course, like you said, licensing issues, although they took care of most of that licensing arrangements themselves. So and they have to be FCC compliant, of course, but we have to make sure that, you know, we're at least overseeing that and that we've done our part.
With thousands of volunteers and staffers, how is training approached?
There are 10,000 volunteers. Wow. And they were trained in a stadium, but we outsourced that to an organization that's very good at training large groups like that and coordinates those. But yes, with 10,000 volunteers, they had to be trained. We as lawyers did not personally do that, mm-hmm. but we were involved in the process and sort of overseeing the mechanisms to make sure they're properly trained. And that, of course, raises its own host of issues. Not only are people properly trained, but they're all our ambassadors, too, to the community. And it only takes one or two to do something silly or wrong to get us in trouble. So there was a lot of, you know, screening and training and oversight. And hopefully all 10,000 behave and not one steps out of line.
We've been talking to Tom Ajami, founding partner of the law firm Ajami LLP. He was retained as counsel to the Houston Super Bowl Host Committee. I'm Joe Mont, staff writer for Compliance Week. Thanks for listening.